put it like I was living in a rooming house. I was never restricted that way.
You didn't have to be quiet because of the guests? Or
no, because there was enough places so I could always be someplace where there, it was removed from them. Mm-hmm. But I always had my friends over, and I went over to theirs, and I had a couple of parties and everything.
Was that bridge the same, the bridge that goes across the little wash there? Is that the same?
It used to be, I sent Dennis a picture of this, it used to be a wooden bridge across there. And I would suppose that probably in, I'm guessing, I would probably say 1928 or 29, Uncle Dick had the cement one for them. He did a lot of the work himself. And
do you know who had the house after your uncle?
There was some lady. Dennis could probably tell you the answer to that. There was a lady that had it. In fact, it had changed hands about six times, I guess, since he lost it, before Dennis took it over. There was a lady, and there was a halfway house or detoxification center or something here that really tore up the place. And
there was some kind of juveniles here or something too.
One thing they used to have out here, they used to have a big shed right out over here, just outside the door, and went up against the high school bank. Big black metal shed, two-story, and they had Uncle Dick had a tool shop in there. They stored the coal in there. And up on top were two big water tanks. I mean, they were big water tanks. One was well water. There used to be a well out there where the irises are. And we used to have to go down and find that thing. And that girl couldn't go down there, so I had to go find the well if Uncle Dick wasn't here.
Did you have a pump on it? Was there a pump on it?
Yeah, there was a pump, but you always had to go in and get a start. And then the other was city water.
Do you think it had an effect on you having so many responsibilities so young?
No.
Maybe it gave you more confidence even?
Yeah.
How to do things.
I never had any trouble with anybody. The fellows that were in the hotel were very nice, always polite with me. Of course, I think they probably knew they had that gun sitting over there, and they better behave themselves. Yeah, he had a gun over there. I swear, I wish that peg was a pistol. And I'd never seen it out of the drawer, I don't think, but then it was there.
You mentioned the murder last night from over at high school. Were you here when that?
Yeah, I was in school when it occurred.
It was during the day?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm not sure whether it was this room or that room.
Oh, in this house?
Uh-huh. Upstairs. And somebody shot. I guess. From that railing, the corner railing of the high school there.
Did they ever find out more about it? Why?
Yeah, I think they caught the bell that did it.
Oh, heavens, how upsetting.
And I know somebody tried to commit suicide one time here, and he didn't succeed. And those are the only two that I know about. You were talking about another death that...
Yeah, the article that's over here that Dennis has, yeah. the research from a lawyer in Mississippi. But that must have, and that was it mentioned your Aunt Lillian.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
That would have been okay, because it mentions also the date in there. It's on 1920 or 21. Was yeah. in the article. That's
maybe
right.
You, so. That's before you were born, I guess.
Well, I was born, but I was still in South Dakota. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you remember being real upset about coming home and discovering there'd been a shooting?
I can't say that I was upset. I mean, you know, I just kind of, I was one of these creeps that, well.
Kids are neat that way.
Take it as it comes. So
somebody kicked somebody off. I was brought up on Westerns, you know, and good guys and the bad guys, and white hats and black hats. And I can't say. I think, you know, having the police here, I was a little bit allergic to them.
But, well, one thing you mentioned, your aunt not going to PD. Do you remember PD being a big influence on life here at that time?
No.
That's because I know some people who grew up around Morenci and Clifton. They talk about, you know, Phelps Dodge always having been a big influence on their life. And it's funny because you're not the only person who lived here who said.
But to a lot of the miners, I think it was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would imagine it would be what your occupation was, whether you had anything even remotely connected to it. You
but
know,
it really wasn't a big influence as far as
home life. Anything that I could see or home life, I couldn't see on any of my friends or anything. And the mine, when I first came, the mine was going top speed.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that shutting back quite a bit during the late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah. Okay. A couple of my friends moved away when their fathers lost their jobs at the mine. One of them I knew moved to England. So if they're going to move, they might just as well go back to where they came from. So they went to England.
Did you feel strange at all being moving around a lot during the period when not many of the kids had lived many places, I would assume? Did you feel not feel particularly unusual about
it? No, the only thing that was unusual when I left here after Aunt Lil died and I went back to South Dakota, people would keep me talking by the hours. And I thought, well, I'm not that interested. You're interesting. What's the deal? Everyone was listening for my southern accent.
Do you, when you went back, of course, South Dakota, I'm getting things crossed, you never had people really asking you about Indians or anything?
No.
Okay.
My accent and going out yonder, that used to be the thing that kept me going for hours.
Where did that come from, though, if you grew up here?
I don't know. It must be that you don't realize it here, because I'm sure I talk just like everybody else did.
I can hear some southern.
Well, now, let's face it, I've been in Tennessee for about 4 years.
Not only that, but Western Pennsylvania has a southern accent.
And, of course, I'm one of these people who pick up an accent like that. I can imitate anybody, anytime, uh-huh. any place. And if there was ever a mammy or a southern lady, genteel lady, I was right there, honey. Now, I'm getting crazy now.
Can you think of anything else, though, that we should have about the house or about your growing up or things that were important in your life?
I can't think of anything. I know one thing. I never knew how to sew. Aunt Lil sewed beautifully. But one time they had a train wreck, and one of the fellas that stayed here was on the salvage team. And he brought me two bolts of material over, and he says, I don't know whether you can do anything with these or not. They smell smoky. They weren't stained or anything, but they smelled smoky. So I think it was kind of a wool material. But I thought, well, I'll throw them in the wash. What have I got to lose?
Yeah. Two bolts of material.
So I washed the material. It shrunk some. That was all right. I had
to go. Just made it warmer, I suppose.
Never sewed a stitch in my life other than I made quilt blocks. I got down on the floor here and got me out an old pattern and I made me a dress.
How did it turn out?
Turned out all right. The plans didn't match quite exactly, but it wasn't that far off. Nobody noticed it, except that I knew it was there, you know. But I wore that, and I wore it to school. But I don't know, I always figured that I had an interesting life and a varied life. And I wouldn't change one bit of it for anything.
Did you go in the Navy before Pearl or after Pearl?
After Pearl.
After Pearl, immediately.
I was still in training.
Okay.
Until February of 42.
Okay, so a month after, a couple months after.
And then I had to wait to take my state board, which was in June of 42. And then I joined in June of 42.
Okay. So they were already, when you went to a lot of, they were already having a big buildup.
But they were still pretty, they were having a big buildup, but they were still pretty touchy about where they sent you if you weren't 21. Mm-hmm. I know they kept me in Great Lakes for a while because I wasn't 21 yet. And then I went down to San Diego. And I stayed in San Diego forever. All my roommates had gone out. I started out the last of the pay list and ended up right behind the chief nurse.
They sent you down to North Island?
No, never went to North Island.
Huh. I just wondered if you remembered anything about North Island.
Uh-uh. No, I never... I was in the officers' club there, and that's about it. I didn't miss many of those. And
I know how that works.
Well, you know, they used to draft us. Mm-hmm. And say, I need 25 girls to go to this air base or something on Saturday night. And you could only turn down so many of those. Mm-hmm. Or you got in the doghouse. I went to some that were pretty lousy.
How long was yours at that time?
3 years, I think. Okay.
So that gave you a BSN in nursing?
No, that was strictly an RN. RN? Mm-hmm. I got my bachelor's after I got out of
it. My Aunt Dorothy was a Navy nurse in the late 40s and was a BSN nurse and then mm-hmm. later got her master's.
Well, they later changed it to I think you could get a BS and your RN in 4 years. Mm-hmm. You went to the university. You went to school and went to the university or something for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then you had lecturers coming to you the rest of the time, and then the rest was hospital experience.
What I always remembered about that was simply Dorothy complaining about the 2 year nursing schools that they turned out.
Well, see, mine was three, and we did have professors from University of Connecticut.
So, since that was St. Mary's, it was taught by the nuns?
Yeah, okay. A lot of them. We had the doctors that came out and lectured to us on things. But most of ours was hands-on nursing. You learned, I mean, you had all this book learning that you had to do. Like, I didn't think that I was ever going to pass my state bar exam. There was one test that every time I took it, I got a lower grade than when I started out.
Better put while you're ahead.
That was the nerves, the names of the nerves and where they attached to. And the more I listened to those dumb things, the better I was. And then I ended up in state board. I got a 92 in anatomy.
That was good.
I wasn't that. I did very good.
And we saw anatomy was arms, legs, head, body. That's it.
There's a good skill.
This was Fort Huachuca.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting? It certainly looks different. Well, if you can think of anything else that should be on.
No, I really can. If you think of any questions you want, but I can do anything for a while.
Where's your office?